grass is really good.
Taking
or even up 3 or 4.
Yeah. Big enough to cut a fillet so you don't get the blood and the
bones.
The taste.
Yeah, cut all those fins, tail, every fin off. If you don't, if there's any, oh, I don't know, you just can't really get that taste of moss or water filtered taste out of them if you don't cut those fins off or skin and cut them off. Mm-hmm. You've got something.
Yeah, I like them skin too.
Mm-hmm. I do too. A little better than do the scrape them.
What do you call the insect that you'll see in the evening in the summer that will go along at night and flash a light?
Lightning bug.
Uh-huh. And the one that'll burrow under your skin and make the red itchy spot?
Oh, chiggers.
Oh, I hate those. I wish I could leave you those 10 I'm wearing.
Those what?
Those 10 chiggers I've got.
Oh. And I just, like I do, I have company lots of times. One of them doggone seed ticks, I'll just go to scratch them off.
How big are they?
Man, they're just too small to feel them. You can't feel them on you. Oh. They're different size now. In other words, we practically just got one tick here. Of course, there's two or three, once in a while, I see a different kind. We call them a dog tick. Great big old, you've seen them on this cattle. Oh, and he falls off. That's what they're, I'm not sure I can get this out of the book, but they tell me when he falls off, he hatches 1,000 of those seed ticks.
Huh.
When they fill up and fall off, they hatch. Some call him a yearling tick. He's a little bigger tick each time.
Huh.
And they go back to the dog tick.
Huh.
But I guess that old dog tick, I bet it would get 1,000 ticks.
Huh.
And that's what you get on you now in this brush. Weeds and grass. Sometimes you'll be walking, especially if you got on light trousers, and you can look down and just be look like beggar lice on you.
Hmm.
And you got to get shut up in there to set you afar.
Good heavens.
I had a nephew came from California, raised here, been out there for a number of years. He came back here. Of course, he wanted to go squirrel hunting, he wanted to go fishing, he wanted to go a deer hunting, and all. He kept pulling them ticks off of him, and he went back out there and had tick fever.
Huh.
And they'd eat him all the time this year, I guess. Stayed out there too long.
My goodness.
But those old ticks don't bother. I'd love to have a tick and a chigger.
Well, I don't like either one.
No, I don't either.
I picked off
that doggone chigger. He just keeps us scratching in there.
Yeah. I got a tick last night, just about the size of the head of a pin.
Yeah, and on down smaller, that's your seed ticks.
That's a seed tick.
I pulled one off of me one day last week. I just noted it now, but I kept thinking. Got on my belt here. I took a bath and I got in the mirror and looked over and just knew it had one. And that thing was half filled up. He was just about ready to drop over.
Hmm. I hate them when they're almost filled up.
Oh, boy, me too.
If I can get them early, I don't mind them so much.
I had two or three last week get between my toes, and I've got to get my shoe off right then. They just set me afar. Hurt me worse than any of them.
Mm.
See, Dick, they seem like he's setting me afar. I guess they're pretty poison, but they're nothing like as poison as that little chigger.
Well, I dusted my socks yesterday, sprayed them well with sulfur.
That helps.
That
helps. If you get out in the underbrush or grass, you better put that stuff all along your trousers, and sometimes it might get up, fall off on way up on the shoulder. Well, them seed ticks will get on you anywhere around this country, on the creek or anywhere.
Hmm.
They're everywhere around here.
I'm tempted to get one of those spray cans with repellent in it.
Yeah.
Just spray right down the seams and the front of my shirt, front of my pants, around my belt. Boy, when they get around my belt, they just drive me crazy.
Well, if you're going to get out of them, just spray your britches legs and around with it. We use it to tick kill and different, all we got half a dozen different kinds. But we've got a few in our yard. We haven't sprayed since last summer.